Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Today, we're diving into something that trips us all up at some point, comparing ourselves to others and letting envy creep in. It's like that old saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer, but with social media, it feels like everyone's practically living next door, showcasing their highlight reels. Ever felt that pang of jealousy when you see someone else's seemingly perfect vacation photos? Or that gnawing feeling when your friend gets promoted before you? You know those moments, right? It's totally normal to experience these feelings, but the key is not letting them take over and drag us down. That's where positive thinking comes in. First things first, let's remember that social media often paints an unrealistic picture of people's lives. It's like looking at a movie trailer, it shows the best bits, leaving out all the messy, complicated stuff. So when you're scrolling through your feed and comparing yourself to these carefully curated snapshots, remember, you're only seeing a fraction of the story. Number 2. Instead of focusing on what you lack, shift your attention to what you already have. What are you grateful for? What are your unique strengths and talents? Make a list, big or small. That feeling of appreciation can be a powerful antidote to envy. Think about it like this. You wouldn't trade a beautiful sunset for a flashy car, right? Thirdly, remember everyone is on their own journey. We all have different timelines, paths, and goals. Comparing yourself to someone else is like comparing apples and oranges. They are both fruits, but they taste completely different. Celebrate other people's successes, learn from them, and keep your eyes on your own path. Number 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when you catch yourself slipping into negative comparisons. Remember that it's okay to feel envious sometimes, it's a human emotion. But don't let those feelings define you or hold you back. Acknowledge them, understand them, and then gently guide your thoughts towards something more positive. Lastly, focus on personal growth. Instead of dwelling on what others have, invest your energy in developing yourself. Take that course, learn that new skill, pursue that passion project. Remember, the best way to feel confident and secure is to constantly strive to be a better version of yourself. Let's talk about a real-world example. Say you're at a networking event and someone mentions their recent promotion. You might instantly feel a pang of envy or inadequacy, thinking, why wasn't it me? But instead of letting that feeling consume you, reframe your thoughts. Maybe you could think, well, congratulations to them. I'm curious about how they achieved that success. What skills or experiences did they have that helped them get there? You can use this as an opportunity to learn and grow, rather than wallowing in comparison. So, remember, positive thinking isn't about denying your feelings, it's about choosing how you react to them. It's about shifting your focus from what you lack to what you have, from envy to gratitude, from comparison to personal growth. Keep practicing, keep learning, and you'll find that a stoic state of mind can help you navigate those tricky comparisons and cultivate genuine happiness. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you experienced moments where comparison or envy has crept in? How have you dealt with those feelings? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.